Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course William Ramon.
So here we were
so
morning. We had a few customers that braved the
show. Yo, Macaulay.
Oh, hey, what's going on? I think you're saying what's up to the audience.
Yeah, I was, and I was also saying what's up to you too.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
I'm okay. You?
Good. I'm just watching the Giant game right now. We're down by 7 points in the third quarter. So if the Giants win this game, they're in. So we need this game badly right now.
Kind of a similar situation with the Jets, as Jets fell to the Bears in an ugly game, 38-34.
Yeah, shootout.
Thanks to Jacksonville, Jets clinched their second straight playoff berth.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them, even though they didn't play like a playoff team today. So I guess we'll talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll also recap on your first time experience last week at the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Give us a little scouting report about that and a little recap of last week's debacle. And hopefully Giants will, you know, win this game and bounce back. Then we'll shift gears to the Knicks. With their big Christmas win against the old school rival, the Bulls. And I guess talk about this rumored Carmelo trade again with Nets. also, you know, talk a little hot stove, which is really cold stove. After, you know, Yankees struck out with, you know, with both of their free agent acquisitions, potential acquisitions, with Cliff Lee and Paul Crawford, and we'll talk about whatever, you know, garbage players are out there for both New York teams. And then lastly, but not least, we'll wrap it up with a little sports entertainment, as usual. But without a little further ado, since it is the day after Christmas, you know, it's open for anybody to talk a little Christmas moments, and also, you know, some memorable sports or any Christmas-related stuff. But let's lead off with the Jets. What can you say? Sanchez, he played a pretty good game. I mean, he went 24 for 37, for 269 yards. He threw for a touchdown. But unfortunately, he threw a costly interception with 58 seconds left into the game, and that pretty much sealed the fate, you know, for the Jets.
Yeah, and going into the game, there was rumors that he wasn't even going to start today.
Yeah, because there was rumors about he has a torn cartilage in his arm.
Yeah.
But according to him, he thinks it was exaggerated what happened to him.
Oh.
So, they're thinking about resting him in the game, you know, next week against Buffalo, since they have nothing to play for.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him a little rest, so that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, they clinched a playoff spot already, so, yeah, rest the guy for the playoffs. Yeah, so he could be ready for that first round.
Yep. So I guess you expect Mark Brunell to take his first Jet start.
Yes. Well, I think Mark Brunell hasn't started like 4 years, I think.
So
it's been a while since that guy started.
Maybe Mark Sanchez could, you know, learn a couple of pointers, you know, watching him, you know, watching as a spectator in the game.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, they were thinking about benching him in that game 2 weeks ago.
Or you know what else Sanchez could do, right?
What can he do?
He can go to the tape room and watch one of Rex Ryan's foot fetish videos. He wants to.
All right. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a crazy story. But I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, after all, I mean, it is his wife. It's not like it was his mistress.
What's the details behind that story? I mean, what? Rex Ryan, he taped his wife's feet or something? What? Like, explain. I don't know the whole story.
Well, according to, you know, the reports, they showed some of the footage on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It, pretty much his wife was sitting in a car, sticking her feet out through the side windows. And he was talking to her. He was like, "Hey there, you got pretty feet there," and stuff like that. And then she was like, I can't remember what she was saying. She was saying like, oh, she liked her feet because it's small, petite, and I don't know, nice, pretty. And then he was like, he's like, may I touch them, and stuff like that. and then he was like, can I smell them? And then he was like, I bet all the guys, you know, would love to do a lot of things with your feet or something like that.
Where did you see this? Did you see the actual video or hear it?
They played it on the news.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the way they make it sound, it was like something, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with feet. I mean, I like a woman's foot if it's well painted and sexy, you know. I like women's feet. But I don't think I would, like, tape it or anything, or, like, you know. I don't think I would go that far.
Maybe you could join his fan club.
There's nothing wrong with, like, women. See, some women have some pretty feet.
And another thing, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, it is his wife. I mean, it would have been more of a major story if it was, like, a mistress he had.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's his wife, that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah. You know, if they, you know, they're cool with it, then, you know, that's them. So that's,
yeah.
I mean, then and plus he shot this thing years before he was a Jets coach.
Yeah.
So he didn't know this was going to, you know, I don't know how it got leaked out.
Stuff like that happened.
It did. Yeah.
And one of the players stole it from his house and leaked it.
I think that player would have got cut if one of them did that.
Man, they don't know. How is he going to find out anyway? No, he's probably never going to find out who leaked that.
And you know what? The funny thing, when they confront him about it, he was like, it's a personal matter and stuff like that. You know, usually the, you know, Rex Ryan, he's usually a guy who jokes around.
Or maybe he leaked it himself.
No, he was serious. He wasn't joking around, because, you know, you would assume with a story like that, you know, he would have been joking around, but he really had a straight face. He was like, it's a personal matter. He didn't deny or confirm whether it was him or not, but the voice in the video sounds, you know, exactly like Rex Ryan, and the lady in the video looks very similar to his wife.
Right.
So that's how this whole thing went down.
Well, you know, I don't know. A lot of these celebrities, sometimes they leak the videos themselves and they try to deny. So I don't know what to believe. I mean, it could be him. It may not be him. Who knows?
Yeah. But
I find it surprising that these videos are always being leaked. And, I mean, don't these people, like, have a lockbox or a safe where they can put these videos in?
Yeah, I mean, other than the commentary that's funny, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, like these other celebrities who, you know, went, you know, too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, she was just, sitting in her car. Just, you know, her foot was stretched out of the window.
Oh, this was in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, like, in the house.
I think there's videos that there might be other videos with her talking, you know, about her feet, but this one looked innocent. I mean, other than Rex Ryan's alleged, if it was him's comments, that sound, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit like Randy Marsh in that Cafeteria Freesh episode. But other than that, I mean, it looked innocent.
There's been a lot of Jets controversy this year, I have to admit.
The Salaloki tripping.
This is the strangest one yet.
Braylon Edwards, the DUI thing, incident. Yeah.
Spanish reporter.
The Spanish reporter. Sanz Inez, or however you pronounce her name. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, and the Favre thing.
Oh, right.
Arguably the biggest one of them all.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to know how to do a better job of hiding these things.
And then another thing, the whole controversy with the Hard Knocks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, this has been a very infamous season thus far, I mean. And with them, you know, losing, you know, but, you know, fortunately for them, they were able to clinch.
Yeah.
So their hot start in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, if the playoffs start today, they'll probably be facing, who would they be facing right now? I know the Patriots and Steelers will probably get the bye in the first round, so.
Yeah.
Jets will probably be facing.
Patriots officially clinched.
They have home court throughout the AFC playoffs.
Yep. So they're good to go as usual.
Yeah. I Let me see who. Let me see if the playoffs start today. Let me see who the Jets would be facing. Let me look at the standings real fast. So you guys are like what 10-4, right? 10-5 now.
10-5. Right, you are right.
You guys will probably be facing Jacksonville, I think. Jacksonville, Kansas. And those two opponents are beatable.
Yeah, I believe so. But hey, that's why it's important to, you know, win the division, you know, so you could get that extra bye week. But,
yeah,
you know, luckily for him, you know, he's most likely going to rest out this week.
Yeah.
I mean, the next week. So it'll be like a bye week for him.
Yeah.
Unless if he's going to, you know, maybe start the first drive and then they take him out. Or they'll just bench him the whole game.
Yeah, they could do that. They might start him for the first drive and then bench him for the rest of the game. That might happen.
Yeah.
You want him to get some throws in there before, you know, the week.
You don't want him to get too cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably what they'll do. And you'll see how it is in the MLB stuff when teams eliminate a team, sweep a team. Then, you know, the next round, they're like, they're flat. Kind of like the Detroit, you know, six.
Yeah.
The Cardinals or... I'm trying to think of another team that's
Rangers this past year.
Oh yeah, Rangers also, right. They faced
they were against the Giants in that World Series.
Oh yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why he left.
Probably.
And he took a shot at the Yankees and the saying that he felt that's the best chance to win, which is usually what people who jump on the Yankees bandwagon, you know, for the most money and, you know, usually say, oh, you know, I didn't come to the Yankees for the $300 million contract, you know. I came, you know, because it gave me the best chance to win and all that.
Well, the Yankees were offering him more money, but he decided to go to Philly, so.
Yeah, so he took a shot at the Yankees, and then afterwards he took an even bigger shot at the Rangers, saying that, oh, they didn't need a teleprompter to tell them to cheer and stuff like that.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he said that about the Rangers fan. Like, he's saying the Philly fans, you know, they don't need, you know, they don't need, you know, so, they don't need, a, you know, the monitor on the TV to let them know when to, you know, when to cheer.
Damn it, man. I'm watching a giant game and fucking Rodgers. Sorry for my Rodgers has made two brilliant passes and now the Packers look like they might go up by 14. But anyway, yeah, what were you saying about stupid Cliff Lee?
Yeah, that's what I call him too.
I don't care about Cliff Lee, man.
But you know, that's pretty much what he was saying. You know, he was just pretty much talking smack about the Yankees and.
What did he say about the Yankees again?
Oh, you know, he was just saying that pretty much. You know, that you know. That it gives them the going to the Philly gives them the best chance to win.
And the Yankees don't.
That's pretty much his take on the Yankees, and because you know, of course, he shocked a lot of people turning down all that money.
We don't need him anyway. He'll never win a championship. Never.
I hope not. I hope so. I hope you're right.
Never.
Because there's been some teams in history. I think it was the Cleveland Indians. From what year? Maybe in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another team. They had like four. They had 420 game winners, but yet they still didn't win. They still didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
And I think one of them got swept. I can't remember. Oh boy.
Touchdown 14
Packers.
Yep. On the effing Rodgers and the stinking Giant defense.
Oh, man. It's not a good day for New York football fans. I can tell you that much.
So unless the Giants come back, I mean, right now it's not looking good.
Yeah. I mean, they do have a quarter to go, but they really need to step it up. Play some defense. Defense is looking like almost looking as bad as the defense they had in the fourth quarter.
Like crap, man. Knicks play better defense these days than what the Giants are playing now.
Oh, yeah. And let's shift gears to the hottest team in New York. Can you believe it? The Knicks? I mean, when was the last time we said this?
Yeah, man.
I think the last time they were hot, that was before we even met.
Yeah, and that was like, what, 2000?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And, geez, I mean, the Knicks are actually playing good.
Oh, yeah, Stoudemire, MVP, second in the league in scoring.
And
Felton.
That's what I was about to say, the number two guy. And ironically, they're both one number, their jersey numbers is 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And Felton, he's close to setting a Knick record also. He has 6 straight games with 20 points and 10 assists.
Yeah, man.
He's three games away. If he gets 20 more points and 10 assists.
I have to say, this guy's one of the best point guards in the league right now.
Yeah, he's 3 games away from tying Michael Ray Richardson.
Yeah.
For that record.
He's one of the best point guards in the NBA. I mean, I'd be surprised if he doesn't make the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should definitely vote for those guys in the All-Star.
I know Stoudemire is definitely going to go.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, he definitely should.
He's probably gonna be a starter.
Yeah, he should definitely start. I mean, not only should Stoudemire go, he should be starting. I mean,
of course he will.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna get tons of votes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, another guy. What's his name? The rookie Landry Fields. I mean,
Landry Fields, a guy you weren't. You might have to buy his jersey. You weren't on his fan club before, but...
Well, early in the season, I wasn't sold on him complete because
yeah.
I didn't think he played that much defense. But lately, you know, he's grown on me.
Yeah.
He's better than I thought.
Yeah, because funny thing is, he'd most likely win the Rookie of the Year if Blake Griffin didn't miss most of last year. And he's dominating... especially if he faces Timothy Mozgov again.
Yep. Uh-oh. Something happened here. I hope the Packers don't get the ball back.
Let's see.
Hold on. Please, Giants, get this. This can't get any worse. I think the Packers might have it.
See, it looks like the Packers are saying they have it, but the
ref, there's a flag before.
Oh, yeah, right. There is a flag on the play also.
And Coughlin was like, if something happens, you get challenged.
Yep, he looks like he's going to throw the flag. Yep, they got it. Oh, wait, no, they didn't make a decision.
Players are still on top of each other, I remember.
Yeah. Maybe they're fighting over the photo of that.
Well, Packers are gonna get the ball because the flag was against us and we fumbled the ball. So.
Oh boy.
Can't get any worse than this.
Who would have thought changing the subject to the Knicks would be the brighter spot? Because usually when we talk about the Knicks, that's when we get more depressed.
Well, the Knicks are much better this year, man.
Yeah, actually playing defense. I mean, they're not. I mean, it's not like the old school '90s Knicks, but they're actually playing defense. They're blocking shots, or they're actually playing with heart.
Yeah, and Knicks are blocking a lot of shots. Like, every time someone player goes to the ring, they're blocking it.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had, like, 6 blocks the other day.
Yeah. We had, like, 4 guys in like, double-doubles.
I know.
Stoudemire had one. Landry Fields. Felton, of course, with the 20 and 10.
Yep, man. They're playing great.
He can't 12. Yeah, man, 18 and 12, they're really doing it. You can see there's a resurgence in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, tickets are hard to buy at the Garden now.
Yep.
I was trying to buy a ticket the other day, and there were no tickets to buy. All those tickets are sold out.
And the funny thing is that LeBron James game, one of the expensive seats was like I think it was like $75,000 or $100,000.
Damn.
It was like that ridiculous. I'm like, imagine if you paid all that money. I mean, of course you'd have to be filthy rich for you to.
Nah, I'm not gonna buy that much money. Pay
but
that much money for a ticket.
Imagine being a Knicks fan. Well, most likely a true Knicks fan won't even be shelling all that money because it's like, hey, as long as you get to see the game, that's all you care about. You know?
Yeah, I mean, why would I pay $7,000?
It was like either $75,000 or like $100,000.
Why would someone pay that kind of money just to see a game that lasts 2.5 hours?
Exactly. I mean, only a celebrity who has the money and wants to be seen, or most likely get free tickets because obviously they're celebrities, so.
It doesn't involve, like, you know, if it doesn't involve sex or you know, being in an adult movie, I'm not going to, like, pay that much money. Please. It's crazy.
That's a ridiculous amount of money. That's what's going on with these, these stadiums, man. I mean, I love sports,
I'll pay $7.
But, some of these stuff are ridiculous. Some of these phrases are getting ridiculous now.
Oh, yeah.
That's why a lot of these, you know, diehard fans are being priced out of these stadiums.
I would rather watch on television, man. I get a better view on television than I do at the arena.
Yeah, as much as I love, you know, going there to see how it is, but, I mean the New York people, the New York announcers, you know, on TV and radio, I mean, they do an awesome job.
Yeah, you get commentary, you get different angles.
Information.
Replays.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you go there, it's an awesome experience because it's like, wow, you feel like you're part of it. It's like, you know, you feel like when you say...
Yes, the Giants, so the call is reversed. The Giants are going to get the ball back.
All
right. Better. I'm about to... kick the television with my pinky toe.
You're about to punch it like Matt Dodge.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of which, give us a little, you know, summary for people like myself, the few people who haven't seen this new Meadowlands Stadium.
And the Giant girls are looking good. There's this one female Giant staff member. She looked like Demi Lovato, the Disney girl.
Right.
She in the face. I couldn't see her stuff because she was wearing, you know, a blue Giants jacket, Giants staff jacket, and you know. But she was cute. And the stadium is beautiful, man. When you go in there, it's big, it's almost big as a Yankee Stadium, but you know, this is a football stadium, so it's way bigger than Yankee Stadium. And they have a lot of concession stands, a lot of bathrooms in there. Escalators, elevators. I mean, it was cold. I mean, this is not a dome. You're actually sitting outside to watch the game. So it was freezing cold. But, I mean, the Giants fans were into it all day, even though it was freezing out there. And the Eagles fans, they were just sitting there all silent until the last play of the game when that stupid punter, Matt Dodge. Is that his name, Matt Dodge?
Yep, that's it. That's him.
When that stupid punter kicked the ball to DeSean Jackson, everybody was screaming, "Don't kick it to DeSean Jackson, please."
Oh, man.
People were actually praying to God for him not to kick it.
I don't blame them. If I was a Giant fan at that game, I would have been saying the same thing.
And then what does he do? He kicks it to DeSean Jackson, and you know what happens from there. DeSean Jackson runs into the end zone and taunts us by running around before he goes into the end zone.
I know. Man, I wish one of the Giants would have, before he went on one to the touchdown, they would have, because there was, if you watch carefully.
Man, that's good. We deserve that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wish one of the Giants, the Giant, I don't remember who it was, but there was a Giant that was in the end zone just before he did, so, because he thought he was going to go in straight. But he moved out of the way. I wish that guy would have ran and bumped him, you know, knocked him over, you know, before he scored the winning touchdown.
Man.
Because this guy was hot-dogging. I mean, come on.
Man, come on. If I was him, I would have done the same thing. Probably even more.
If you were
I would have ran around and high-stepped into that zone. I would have moonwalked into that zone shit. I don't blame him. I mean, that's our fault, you know.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I mean, I just have a problem with it that he could have made them not win the game because let's say there was someone right behind them or, I mean, I know the guy has blazing speed, but someone could have, I mean, you never know what could happen. Someone could have knocked into him.
Yeah, but, you know, we shouldn't have been in that position to begin with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, allowing four touchdowns to get scored on you in, like, what, 9 minutes or so? I mean,
there's no one to blame but blame ourselves.
At home, I mean, there's no excuse.
No, Giants fans were into it, man. They were screaming all day in that cold. Giants girls, they were warming us up by flashing the crowd. their giant breasts. No, I'm just kidding about that part. But oh my goodness,
what happened?
Wow.
Oh my God, what the hell?
Oh my goodness.
Oh shoot, what in the world? And in case some people aren't watching this game, there was
this
like
is,
a major
this is crazy.
Fumble. It looked like there was like two fumbles in the same play.
More than one fumble. Like watch this.
Check out the
Jacobs fumbles. Okay.
Jacob
that ball looked like it might have went out of bounds.
And he gets tackled behind by number two, whoever he is. I mean,
that ball, I think that ball went out of bounds.
And then it gets deflected off, what, 36? And then there's a scramble.
Okay, this ball looked like it went out of bounds right there. Well, actually, no, it didn't go out of bounds. That was a bad job right there.
It looks like Matthews, got the fumble.
Man, this is horrible.
It's the first time you hate a Matthews.
The Giants are killing themselves. I'm killing themselves.
Oh, man. I heard the Fugee Killing Me Softly theme song. Man. New York football is playing a
league. I know Coughlin shouldn't call. Coughlin is challenging this play. The ball didn't look like it went out of. It did when I'm sorry, but from that angle, it didn't go out of bounds.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, he squatted that out.
He should have fell on it instead of trying to carry it.
I'm surprised he didn't try to grab and fall on it.
Is that? That's what I'm saying. He should have fell on it.
The swatting it because he could have swatted right back to the Giant. So did you talk to that? So you were talking about? Hello.
Yeah.
You still here? I was hoping you didn't jump off a bridge, you know.
No, I'm not gonna jump off the bridge because of the damn Giants.
Because I was telling you, I was saying, did you talk to the Giants girl? And you didn't say anything.
The Giant girl.
Yeah.
The staff member or the Giant girl?
Which one? I mean, I wasn't there.
No, the staff member. I didn't talk. Well, yeah, I did actually
move
my seat.
Right. The staff member. That's what I'm talking. Oh, I know who you're talking
about. The giant girl, the one that you're talking about, I didn't see her.
No, I was talking about the staff member you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, she was, like I said, she was cute. The only thing I said to her was, I was trying to find my seat. And that's the only thing I asked her, and she told me where my seat was. And that's the only thing I talked to her about.
So no engagements is in the works?
No.
But seriously,
there's another girl in New Jersey that I like right now, but that staff member is not the one. But it was a fun experience, you know. It was good, even though we lost. It was my first Giant game, and, yeah, I liked it, you know.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I haven't head out to the Meadowlands, you know, yet. Like to see a, you know, a Jet game.
Well, hopefully soon you'll be the one.
Yep. I'll find what day I'll do it.
And well, that will be, it'll have to be on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely would be a Sunday. But, 0 to 10, what would you rate your experience? I mean,
it was about 8.
That's good.
You know, it was cold and we lost. It was a good experience, even though there was this old dude that kept talking in my damn ear. One of those old school Giants fans for like the 50s or something, you know. He talked, I wanted to punch him in the face. That was fun.
So when you guys were in the lead scoring touchdowns, did he high five you or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. Everybody was high fiving each other. Yeah, high fiving, slapping each other. We all pumped up, man. We the Giants were winning all, you know, throughout the whole day until that last play happened.
Right. Of course, then.
That's when we all felt depressed.
Well, yeah, obviously.
We all sat there. We all wanted to jump off the bridge together, holding hands.
Is there any other scenario that would make them win? I mean, if they lose?
They still can make the, yeah, I mean, they still are going to possibly, they just have to win one game, either this one or the next game, and they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, but is there any scenario with this loss that they could clinch this week? I doubt it, because I assume
I don't think so. Probably have to be next week.
Yeah.
They control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Right now, they're not playing good. So. Yeah, let's stop talking about them right now. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just stop this during conversation. All
right.
Let's talk a little bit more about,
speaking of what, did you hear that Rangers signed Brandon Webb to, replace, Cliff Lee?
Brandon Webb? He hasn't pitched in 2 or 3 years.
I know. Yeah, I know. Mets and Yankees and all a bunch of other teams were interested in this guy, but Mets and, they were interested, but they most likely weren't going to go after him because of the injury risk. And the price tag that he would want, you know, which obviously he got from Rangers.
I mean, when he is healthy, he is one of the best pitchers in the,
oh, yeah,
in baseball. But
oh, yeah, he's a former Cy Young winner.
Yeah, but I don't know how he's going to, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him pitch in a while, so you don't know if
six or so?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And trust me, as a Mets fan, I know how good he is. He made his major league debut against the Mets.
Oh, really?
And it was a doubleheader. Randy Johnson, I think, whooped our butts. And afterwards, in his major league debut, he whooped our butts too. So it was a complete game, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
This was like in 03, I think. You know, it wasn't one of the glory years of the Mets. Yeah.
What's expected of the Mets this season coming up?
I think they'll be if everything breaks right, I think they'll be a decent. If you remember last year, when they traded away Cliff Lee for Roy Halladay, but as soon as I heard they got Roy Halladay, I was scared. I was like, oh shoot, they got Roy Halladay, and they got Roy Halladay. They have Cliff Lee. They got what's his name again? Cole Hamels. Then as soon as I found out that they traded away Cliff Lee in the trade, I was like, What? That doesn't even make any sense, because when Cliff Lee was dominating, you know, that year, in 09 with the Phillies.
Yeah.
And two, it's pretty much the same thing. You're trading one great pitcher in Lee with Holiday, even though Holiday is arguably one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the game. But
I hope Cliff Lee breaks his arm this year.
I wouldn't cry if he did.
I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but I hope he breaks his arm.
But funny thing is, last year I would have been panicking if that happened, because as soon as they traded him away to Mariners, I had a pit in my gut feeling that, and I might have said it on the show maybe numerous times, probably told you that off the air too.
Yeah.
I had a bad feeling that maybe he might go to Yankees or the Phillies. I don't know. I just had a bad feeling about that. But now that he signed with the Phillies, I squirmed a little bit. But then after, it was like, man, it's like I kind of prepared for it. You know what I'm saying?
Look at that. I mean, you can't deny it. Phillies are going to have the best pitching staff in baseball.
Oh, yeah. No doubt
about
it. Holiday,
Lee, Oswalt, Hamels.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's a good pitching staff.
Oh, yeah. The NL East, I mean, it just got a little tougher.
Well, the NL East has already been won, according to most.
Yeah. They've been saying that for years. I mean, it ain't nothing different. I mean, since what? Let me think. Since 07, 08, they've been picking Phillies to win the division, and, you know, they've been right so thus far. So, it's nothing different. They just got more proof to back it up that Phillies is most likely going to win the East. But I'm scared of them. Bring them on, man. I just hope I have a great. That's all I pray for, is that, you know, Mets have a team that, you know, they're a historical underdog team. I just hope, you know, they surprise some people and, you know, be a playoff contender. Hopefully, try to win the division or the wild card or something. You know, they really need to get their swagger back in the city, because and all these collapses and all these injury-plagued seasons. I mean, the Yankees have pretty much dominated this town. I mean, other when the Mets is decent, when the Mets are actually a contending team, I mean, the city starts to shift a little bit towards the Mets. But I mean, ever since the Jeter era, I mean, it's been pretty much a Yankee town again.
But Will, I mean, you are right. You shouldn't be scared of the Phillies this year, because I mean, look at the bright side. I guess you guys have. At least you guys have Avi Perez.
Typical Yankees. Speaking during the fifth of the Mets game.
I'm just joking around with you, man.
Don't worry, man. Yankee fans. We'll have the last laugh when the rematch of the 2000 World Series will come. What century will that be? I don't know, but we'll get you guys. Believe me, we will.
I'm just joking, man.
But back to the Mets, you know. Here's what's the problem with the deal. I mean, right now it's a brilliant deal. I mean, if I was the Phillies, I would try Cliff Lee home myself too, you know, to sign with the Phillies.
I mean,
so, you know,
Yankees needed him badly, because you saw Yankees pitching staff. I mean, yes, Pettit, he's getting old. He was injured last year. Burnett was mediocre. We needed Lee.
Yeah, the slightly better version of Oliver Perez.
Lee would have made us much better.
But what was I gonna say? What was I gonna say with the Phillies? I mean, they're definitely the team to beat in the East for the next two or three years.
The Phillies?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, people are picking them to win the NL East and possibly the World Series. I mean, people are already, you know, saying that they're going to be World Series champions, you know?
Yeah, Philly Yankee World Series, as usual.
But they're actually picking the Phillies to win the World Series.
But when they're not picking the Phillies, they're picking the Yankees, I mean.
No, Phillies, right now they're picking the Phillies to be World Series champions. I mean, come on, with that pitching staff now, come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, now that they got Cliff Lee to you know, make it a big four, you know. But historically, they always pick the Yankees all the time. And historically speaking, the Yankees always usually back it up. Except for some memorable, you know, upsets like in 03 and 01 and 1960 and, you know, so forth.
But you know, like, out of all those four pitchers, the guy that I want to see to win the World Series the most would be Oswald. Because, I mean, I do respect the guy. I know you don't like him that much because he's hit some Mets players in the past, but...
Like Cliff Lee. I mean, not Cliff Lee, Cliff Floyd.
Cliff Floyd, yeah, but...
I mean,
Oswald deserves a championship, though.
Man, he don't deserve nothing. Dude, deserve nothing. You gotta... Everybody wants a championship.
That's true.
You know, it ain't easy.
That's
not like not like the WWE title or the World Heavyweight title, like, just got thrown around back and forth. You know, the winning a championship, I mean, still really matters, I mean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a good pitcher. I mean, in big spot, he does choke at times.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't do that good in the playoffs with the Phillies.
Yeah. Phillies and with the Astros when he was the ace.
Yeah.
But back to my point. I mean, for the 2 or 3 years, Phillies most likely will dominate the division.
Yeah.
Potentially win a championship or two, maybe.
Yeah.
But people are forgetting that this is kind of in a semi rebuilding mode. I mean, they have young guys, young prospects that they're bringing up, signing some low price veterans here and there. But in, like, 2 or 3 years, when these guys develop and make some smart trades, you know, make some acquisitions, maybe surprise people. Like, let's say, for example, Pujols signed with the Mets, which I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
He signs with the Mets. And like Ike Davis said, if he's who's the first baseman of the Mets going into the second year, he said that if they sign Pujols, he'd pitch middle reliever. You're a middle reliever, you know. So you wouldn't have a problem moving, you know, position, playing the outfield or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is a pipe dream because Cardinals are not going to let him walk away like that. They're going to do everything in their power to keep him. And I don't think he's going to leave St. Louis. I mean, he spent his whole career there and got lucky and won a championship in 06.
Yeah.
I don't remember what team he knocked out in the NLCS. Even though he only hit one home run and got dominated, but I won't mention what team that was. I think it might be the New York. Forgot what team that was. Do you remember what team that was, by the way?
The Mets.
Oh yeah, I think that was the Mets.
The Mets.
I feel better about that. I still replay that Beltran strikeout in my head.
Forget about it. Gotta move on.
I'll forget about it when we win the championship. That's when I'll forget about it. I thought that year Mets was going to win, man. Every win I crossed off in my mind how many wins we were away from winning a championship. That's how sure I thought we were going to win. Do you know how many wins away Mets are still away from winning that championship?
Wow. One
Five.
Win.
Five.
Oh, yeah. One win from the World Series.
One win in the NL. They did that Game 7 win. And then plus the four in the World Series to do something I haven't seen them done, period. And something they haven't done since 86, obviously. But, hey, what can you do? Hopefully, when Mets bounce back, they'll finally bring it home. Well, I could say. But, like I was saying, you know, Phillies is going to be a dominant team for these at least 2 or 3 years. And by the time when these guys, all these four pitchers are in their, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s, That's when Mets is going to be, you know, to be back on top. And Mets will take their rightful place.
Yeah. So yeah, Alvo's getting older.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All these guys are like in their 30s. They're in their 30s, and they sign like what, 5 or 6 year deals.
Right.
So by the end of the deal, they're going to be like their late 30s or maybe even early 40s. So
yeah, old.
And then they're going to be trying to. The Phillies are trying to trade away Joe Blanton. You know the.
Oh yeah,
Philadelphia. So, you know he. Eventually, when these guys, you know, start to lose a little something. Because you know they could defeat the Mets. They're most likely going to defeat, you know, they're going to dominate the NL East and the, you know, MLB, but they can't defeat Father Time.
Yeah.
Unless if you're Roger Clemens and you take some performance enhancing stuff allegedly, then
yeah,
you're not gonna defeat Father Time.
Who knows? They might be taking it right now. You don't know.
Who knows, but so we hear something, you know, you can't say they did and you can't say they didn't. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt since I haven't heard anything about them yet. Then again, in baseball, you can't trust anybody.
Exactly.
You know. But what are your thoughts that, you know, Yankees, probably the first time ever since Maddox, you know, played the Yankees and went back to the Braves.
That
you guys struck out, you know, with both Crawford, who went to the rival Yankees, to the rival Red Sox, the premier rival of the Yankees.
Oh, we have to play with who we got, you know.
Swiftly, you know, going to the Mets rival right now, the Phillies.
Yankees just have to play with who they got. Yeah, we didn't get any key free agents this summer, but...
Well, you guys are close to... I don't know if it's official, but you guys are close. It is probably official by now. You guys got Pedro Feliciano.
Is that the former Met?
Yep, it is. Yep, the former Met reliever, top setup guy.
Oh, yeah, he was good, right?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been good his whole tenure as a Met.
Yeah, but I wanted a starting pitcher. We need another starting pitcher.
You got a lefty specialist.
I mean, if there's a way we could trade for Felix Hernandez for Seattle, I mean, I know it's impossible, but I want that guy so bad.
And I mean, the Yankees, man, you guys think you need an all-star in every position, man.
No, we need Felix, man. But we would have to give up too much. We would have to trade probably Hughes. I don't want to trade Hughes.
Probably most likely Montero.
Or Jabba even.
Yeah, but I hear people are not as they're not as high on Jabba as they used to be. Like
because Jabba, he fell back a little bit.
Yeah, he fell back a lot because. People were calling the heir apparent of Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
He's fell hard. I mean, he's decent, but, I mean, the aura, the swagger that he had, you know, the gyrations after he struck somebody out to, you know, the end of, you know, the inning, the eighth inning. I mean, he don't have that swagger anymore.
I don't know. Maybe he may have a bounce back here, but.
It's possible. Because relievers do tend to do that. I mean, other than Mariano.
Yeah.
Most relievers have their, you know, up and down years. Generally speaking.
Oh, well, at least we got Pedro Feliciano.
Yeah, you could celebrate. You could celebrate with that.
I'm very excited.
I think that's what he's going to say in his press conference. Yeah, you got him and you got Russell Martin. From the Dodgers.
All right. Wasn't that the guy that was dating Rihanna?
No, it's his former teammate, Matt Kemp.
Oh, right.
Then again, who knows? With these celebrities, she could have dated him too, for all we know.
Right.
I mean, look at two of Michael Jackson's brothers. They were both married to the same woman. They both have two kids by that same woman. So anything is possible.
Russell Martin was a catcher?
Russell Martin is a catcher, yeah. He's most likely going to be the starting catcher for the Yankees. And that means Posada is going to be the DH.
Yeah. It looks like some of these Yankee players, they're getting older, so it's going to be time for the Yankees to, rejuvenate and get some younger players.
Well, yeah, because they'll never rebuild, with that salary. They'll rejuvenate. They'll restock or reload.
But they'll bring some guys from the minors also. They do have a good minor league system these days. They might bring up some guys.
Yeah,
look at Cano. Cano has turned out to be a great young player.
Yeah, I think this might be his last year or second to last year or something like
that. Oh, we have to bring him back.
Oh, but, there's nothing to worry about with the Yankees. You do whatever is necessary to re-sign the guy.
Yeah. You had an MVP here.
Yep.
By the way, who was the American League MVP this year?
I'm trying to remember. What's his name? What's the guy, Hamilton again? I don't remember.
I don't know. Did they even announce it?
Yeah, they did, but I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was Guerrero. Was it Hamilton again? Man, I'd have to check that out.
Could have been Hamilton. I don't even remember. It should have been Cano.
Yeah, I think it was Hamilton, but I'm not sure. And the NL one was, it wasn't Pujols. Who was it? I can't remember. Jeez. And after a month ago? Who you said?
Gonzalez?
Adrian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Could be. I don't remember, though.
I don't remember them announcing it for some reason.
Yeah. The Cy Young was Felix Hernandez for the AL.
Yeah.
The NL was, Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
So that I still remember. But the MVPs, I don't remember. What I do know, I know it wasn't a Met. That's for sure. As if you want to count Pedro Feliciano, who's now with the Yankees.
Yeah. I don't remember. Well, I guess I'll check later. I know.
Yeah. But switching gears with this live week on USA with the WWE. Raw was okay. I'm trying to remember. Was that the episode when they had David Arquette, or was that the week before that?
I don't remember. Raw has been having a lot of 3-hour episodes lately.
Yeah, they have been. They really have.
They had a Slammy, they had that John Cena retirement episode.
Yeah. False retirement, because they can even sell the story better by letting him at least miss a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To sell that he was being retired. And of course, obviously, they squashed that whole Juan Cena storyline.
Yeah.
Before it even happened.
And the King of the Ring episode.
Yeah. We should bring that back as a pay-per-view.
And that was one of the best pay-per-views they had.
Yeah, that was one of my top 4 or 5 favorite pay-per-views. Those were one of the major ones. Of course, now it's a Raw. It's a 2-year tournament now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. SmackDown, nothing really happened except for Edge, celebrating his 10th championship, which I kind of alluded to.
Yeah.
Don't you think the title? This guy has been wrestling in WWE since 1999, and since 2006, before 2006, he had no titles.
Yeah.
Now he has 10 titles. Come on, that shows you right there how the titles just keep going back and forth.
It's crazy, man. These wrestlers, they're like 10-time, 11-time champions.
Randy Orton's seen all like 9-time champions already.
Man.
And
they haven't even been wrestling that long.
I know. The record is in the 13th World Championship. Definitely. Okay. And you've been Ric Flair's World Championship overall. He had like 24, at least he recognized 16 in WWE. WWE recognized 16 of them. He had like, I think, 20 something. But, we'll talk more about that. By the way, I ordered that. show, you know, give us a little, you know, talk, discussion about how it was. Would you have that book also? But in any case, we'll see you next week. Thank you, Paulus, for coming on the show. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another edition of Sports and Legends. I'm William Ramo. So long, everybody. Till next week. Happy holidays, everybody. And happy New Year.